In the second year of Joash, son of Joahaz, king of Israel, Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, became king. He was 25 years old when he became king. And he reigned for 29 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Jehoadin of Jerusalem. He did what was right in the sight of the Lord, yet not like his father David. He acted in accordance with everything that his father Joash had done. Only the high places were not eliminated. The people still sacrificed and burned incense on the high places. Now it came about, as soon as the kingdom was firmly in his hand, that he killed his servants who had killed the king, his father. But he did not put the sons of the murderers to death. In obedience to what is written in the book of the law of Moses, as the Lord commanded, saying, the father shall not be put to death for the sons, nor the sons be put to death for the fathers. But each shall be put to death for his own sin. Killed 10,000 of the Edomites in the Valley of Salt. He took Selah by war and named it Jokteel, as it is to this day. Then Amaziah sent messengers to Joash, the son of Jehoash, son of Jehu, king of Israel, saying, come, let's face each other in combat. But Jehoash, king of Israel, send messengers to Amaziah, king of Judah, say the thorn bush that was in Lebanon, send word to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, give your daughter to my son in marriage. But a wild animal that was in Lebanon passed by and trampled the thorn bush. You have indeed defeated Edom, and your heart is elated. Enjoy the glory and stay home. For why should you get involved in trouble so that you would fall? You and Judah with you.
Amaziah would not listen, so Joash, king of Israel, went up and they faced each other. He and Amaziah, king of Judah, at Beth Shemesh, which belongs to Judah. And Judah was defeated by Israel, and they fled, every man to his tent. Then Joash, king of Israel, captured Amaziah, king of Judah, the son of Joash, the son of Asaiah, at Beth Shemesh, and came to Jerusalem and tore down the wall of Jerusalem. From the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate, 400 cubits. And he took all the gold and silver and all the utensils which were found in the house of the Lord and in the treasuries of the king's house, the hostages as well, return to Samaria. acts of the wash that he did and his might and how he fought with the Messiah, King of Judah. Are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Joash lay down with his fathers and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. And his son Jeroboam became king in his place. Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, lived for 15 years after the death of Joash, son of Jehoahaz, king of Israel. A conspiracy against him in Jerusalem, and he fled to Lachish. But they sent men to Lachish after him, and they killed him there. Then they carried him on horses, and he was buried in Jerusalem with his fathers in the city of David. And all the people of Judah took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in place of his father, a Messiah. He built a life and restored it to Judah after the king laid down with his fathers.
In the 15th year of Amaziah, the son of Joash, king of Judah, Jeroboam, son of Joash, king of Israel, became king in Samaria and reigned for 41 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not abandon all the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, into which he misled Israel. He restored the border of Israel from the entrance of Hamath as far as the Sea of the Arabah, in accordance with the word of the Lord, the God of Israel, which he spoke through his servant Jonah, son of Amittai, the prophet who was from Gath-Hepher. For the Lord saw the misery of Israel, which was very bitter, for there was neither bond nor free spared, nor was there any helper for Israel.
Jeroboam lay down with his fathers, with the kings of Israel, and his son Zechariah became